You're Stuck in the Middle with Alan Edwards.
Oh, Alan, you're such an idiot.
Hello, thanks for joining me today. Alan Edwards, Stuck in the Middle radio show. Appreciate it. Love when you come and join me. I'm a lonely person, and when you just tune in, it makes me want to dance the disco. Thank you. Today, I'm going to be your guru. I'm going to teach you something and enlighten you on what you should be doing. And the way I came up with this is I've been looking on social media, and this is what's really frustrating and what you're doing wrong. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about is unfriending Trump supporters. That's right. You should not be unfriending Trump supporters. There's nothing that gets me more angry is when I see a post saying, yeah, you know what? My good friend, who I thought was a good friend, we were talking and he started talking how great Trump was. And I decided, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, you're no friend of mine. So I unfriended him. That is the biggest mistake you can possibly make. And I'm going to explain why. And then there's comments to the post. Yeah, right on. Good for you. Go for it. If you only understood how ridiculous that is, because if you're getting into the politics on any of your social networks, and you, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's what I say. And what that basically means is, for those of you that don't want to get into politics on Facebook and Twitter and all that, that's great. That's your decision. And that's, you know, if you want to just stick to family matters and things like that, then beautiful. But if you're going to be on these social networks and be posting stories about Trump and news articles and making your personal claims, and then somebody disagrees with you, and then you all of a sudden unfriend them, do you understand how ridiculous that is? And let me explain. There's nothing worse than anybody preaching to their own choir. You know what I mean? If you're going to talk about something, and if you're going to bring up a point about politics, and you only want people to listen to you that's on your same side, do you understand how ridiculous that is? If you're going to post articles, if you're going to give your own personal opinion about Trump, and you don't want Trump supporters to hear it, so you unfriend them because they're disagreeing with you, then what's the use? You're talking to people that have the same opinion as you do. Isn't that kind of stupid? Isn't that kind of insanity? Doing something over and over again to try to get the same result, and the same result is the people that are listening have the same opinion as you. You have got to reach those knuckleheads that disagree with you. Now, that doesn't mean you have to argue with them. That doesn't mean if they make a comment that you need to reply. What it does mean is you have to continue to embed of the information of what is going on with this maniac in the White House. And it's got to get to the people who support him. Bottom line, period. End of sentence. And if you don't want to deal with somebody disagreeing with you, then don't post on social networks. Believe me, boys and girls, I have at least 50% of Trump supporters that either follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and things like that, or they read my posts and blogs. And believe me, do I ever get the messages and emails? They always say, you know, sometimes people will listen to somebody because they love them, or sometimes they listen to them because they hate them and want to know what they're going to say next. So don't do this unfriending Trump thing because it's ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. So the best thing you can do is if you're going to talk politics, get quality information out there that's real, that's true, or if you're going to do some kind of a personal statement about how you feel about Donnie and the family and the Trump crap that's going on, then by all means, let the other ones listen in, absorb it, and give their feedback if they want, but you don't have to keep going back and forth with them. Believe me, the messages I get, you wouldn't believe the responses I get from my posts. I'm not posting just to get people to like and love what I'm posting. I'm also posting to get it through the fatheads of the Trump supporters. Now, I know a lot of people say, well, you're never going to get through them. That's fine. But at least they're hearing and seeing and get it embedded in their brains that maybe there is something wrong. Because you're not going to be able to argue with them. That's one thing I'm going to say. And that's the problem with people that unfriend Trump supporters, because they end up trying to argue with these people. That is the mistake. Say your piece share your story and move on. Let them say their piece and whatever, and then maybe others will comment on your post and let that happen. But if you're going back and forth, I'm the first one to say that you're not going to get through to them. However, if you don't share information, the articles and the posts, then it never gets through. If maybe sometimes they'll see something and continue to see something, or a comment, or an editorial, it might just make a couple of these people say, you know what? Maybe this guy is a demented maniac. So that's what has to be done. Believe me. One of the things that I really enjoyed listening to was Bill Maher on HBO. One of the stories he told was how these, the Democratic Congress people and the candidates and everything, they refuse to go on Fox News. They say because Fox News is just going to attack them and they're going to set them up and they're never going to go to it. So they want to talk to their own Democrats. They want to talk to their own people. Isn't that the most ridiculous thing? Once again, preaching to their own choir. It doesn't work. It's unproductive. It does nothing. Zero zilch. You're talking to your own followers. You're basically doing the same thing that Trump is doing. Trump only addresses and talks to his own followers. Hence, Fox News. So he had said, and any guest that he has that's a political party, you know, candidates, congressmen, senators, he says, you need to go not on my show, but you need to go on Fox and tell your viewpoint. Let those people start understanding where you're coming from. And you know what? Most of them won't. Most of them won't. But guess who did? And I'm sure most of you do. Buttigieg. He went. He did it. They actually had a town hall. Fox News had a town hall. And probably most of you know this already. And he went. You know, the candidate for the president of the United States, he was the only one that did the town hall over at Fox News because he understands that this other side needs to hear where he's coming from. And for those of you that may have saw the highlights, or maybe you have tuned in to Fox News to watch this town hall, did you see after the town hall, everybody stood up and gave him a standing ovation? Can you believe that? Because they appreciated him, one, for going there and talking to him, but they also appreciated the things that he said. So that, my friends, is a good example of you need to talk to the other side. Don't turn them off, shut them down, and then move on and start talking to your real friends. And like I said, I'm going to repeat myself again. If you don't want to talk politics or share political news or anything like that on any of your social networks, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't dip your hand in it and start talking about it. And if somebody says something you don't like, unfriend them. That doesn't make sense. You are a part of the problem. You're a big part of the problem when you do that. Because they don't know where you're coming from now, and they don't care. And now you're their enemy, and they are your enemy. So take that piece of advice. Please absorb it. Understand it. And like I said, I get more responses from Trump supporters on any of my material than anybody else. But it only makes sense because a lot of times they don't like hearing the truth. It's like with anything else, it kind of hurts and stings when you actually hear the truth. So you immediately lash out. You immediately respond. And those are the people that hear the truth. They don't want to hear that truth. And they lash out with comments and things like that. I don't argue with them. I let them say their piece. Many times you'll see their responses. Most of them will. This is what gets me too, is most of them respond by private message because they don't want the public to know that they're actually Trump supporters, which really these closet Trump supporters are the ones that are scaring me. And the reason being is because when they take these polls, you know, these ridiculous polls that are never correct, these polls that supposedly are showing who's going to be the next president or who has the best chance of being president, never correct. You can go back in history and see all these polls and, you know, they're 90% wrong all the time. And they're that wrong is because of these people that are like the ones that respond to me privately. They're closet Trumpers. They're the ones that won't go out and say that they're Trump supporters. But what they'll do is they'll do private messages and thing and just rip me a new, you know what, and let it all out, but they don't do it publicly in public comments. These are the ones you got to worry about because these are the ones that will maybe every so often they'll do a public poll and say, oh, no, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for the other guy. And then they get into that booth and Trump, checked off. We'll see. Watch what happens. So I hope I taught you something today. I hope that whatever I told you that you're going to do, absorb this information, and maybe you can go back into your social network and refriend those friends and start providing them the information that they need to hear. But please don't unfriend them. Just say your piece, let them comment, move on. Enough times over and over again, maybe they will understand. Maybe they won't. But at least you're not the wimp. At least you're not the wimp. Thank you! Until next time, keep a smile on your face, a warm feeling in your heart, and I'll talk to you later.